You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
In chapter 10 po, in Acts, ito po napaka-importante eh. Kasi, actually, yung story natin is just Cornelius. No? Actually, the second part of that, in verses 9 and following, masyado lang po kasi mga ba, actually, it's chapter 10. The whole chapter 10 that we will be talking about. But I just ask you to read verses 1 to 8 so that we would understand saan ba nanggagaling ito. It's actually, ito po yung story ni Cornelius at saka ni Peter. Okay? Hindi ko po alam kung narinig niyo na po na kilala niyo po ba yung tao na unang-unang nagkaroon ng cellphone sa Bible. Kilala niyo po ba kung sino? Kilala niyo po ba kung sino yung unang-unang tao na nagkaroon ng cellphone sa Bible? Ha? Hindi niyo po alam? Dalawa lang po yung tao pinag-uusapan natin. Si Cornelius o si Peter. Eh, no? Si Peter daw. Bakit? Eh kasi tatlong beses niya denial si Jesus. Di ba? May ringtone pa. Anong ringtone? Tilaok ng manok. He's the first guy. Anyway, you know, it's interesting kasi po yung story nito, si Cornelius saka si Peter, basically, meron silang mga mindset na dapat baguhin ni God. Meron silang prejudice eh. Meron silang bias. Meron silang kung ano lang yung komportable sa kanila, yun lang yung okay sa kanila. And God has to break that so that He can use both of them to fulfill the call that God has for them. And in order for us to, you know, to be used by God, there are issues in our mind and in our heart that needs to be broken. And so some of us, maybe we could relate to Cornelius more, or some of us maybe will be able to relate to Peter more. Kasi on the onset, si Cornelius po, okay, tingnan po natin yung comparison ng dalawa. No? Ano po ba yung mga mindset na dapat matanggal sa dalawang ito? Let's go to the mindset. Tatlong M lang po, 3M po tayo ngayon. No, 3M pizza, and then hindi po 3M pizza, but we will be talking about 3 M's today. Okay? The first M is the mindset. Through a vision, God gave Peter and Cornelius the right mindset. Okay? Kasi merong wrong mindset eh. Si Cornelius, his mindset was, okay, at the beginning, nakita po natin yung verse 1 to 8, sinabi doon, Cornelius was a righteous man, a devout God-fearing man. And in his mind, that is enough, good enough. Good enough na yun to enter the kingdom of heaven. Kasi you know why I said that? Because si Cornelius, yung pong God-fearing, yung God-fearing na term po in the New Testament, ang ibig pong sabihin niyan is yung mga tao na hindi Hudyo, mga Hentil. No, anybody who's not Hudyo is Gentil, eh. No? Whether you be a Samaritan, medyo ano, kahit na ano ka pa, kahit na mistiso ka pa, ang tawag sa'yo, Gentil ka pa rin. Hindi ka pa rin chosen. So anyway, here is Cornelius. He wanted to nakita niya eh, maganda yung sinasamba ng mga Hudyo. So he wanted to be righteous, he wanted to be acceptable in the presence of God. So he was one of those people who was God-fearing. Ano ba yung God-fearing? God-fearing are those people who hindi nga Hudyo, pero sumasamba kay Yahweh. Sumasamba sila kay Yahweh, pero hindi nila tinutupad yung mga bagay-bagay na dapat gawin para maging convert sila ng Judaism. O yung tinatawag lang proselyte. No? Hindi po siya yun. Kaya God-fearing lang siya kasi hindi siya circumcised. Kasi yung unang-una, kailangan para maging proselyte ka, para maka-convert ka sa Judaism, you have to follow the law of Moses. And one of them is to be circumcised. Okay? And then secondly, is to eat the only food that is, kung ano lang yung tinatawag ng kosher. Ibig sabihin, fit. Okay, ano po ba yung mga pagkain na pwede sa kanila? Kailangan mong talikuran yung mga kinakain yung iba. Eh kasi nung panahon na yun, ayaw lang ng dinuguan eh. Pagka walang puto. Okay. Eh gusto ni Cornelius yun. Sabi niya, hindi ko kayang talikuran yun. So, I'll just be a God-fearing. Pero, he didn't want to really take the step and say, I want to be connected to God. I want to be really identified with God. So, sa kanya, meron siyang mindset na akala niya, this is good enough. Religious naman ako eh. I go to church. Diba? That might be you today. You might have that mindset. Oh, pumunta naman ako sa Victory every Sunday. I actually attend Victory Group. Okay? Nag-attend ba ako ng prayer meeting? In fact, I faithfully give my 10%. But the question is, have you crossed over? Have you really fully given your life to God? Kasi yung mindset na kailangan matanggal kay Cornelius, eh, Cornelius thought that was good enough. Cornelius thought, righteous naman ako, okay na yun. You know, parang ano rin po yan eh. What I remember is parang yung vaccine. You know, minsan po, yung mga tao, gusto lang nila bakuna. Di ba po, binabakunahan ka, basically what you get is the actual, ano, yung problema. Kung vaccine yan sa TB, naku, binibigyan ka talaga nun. Okay, yung vaccine yun. Para lumaban yung immune system mo. Lumakas, di ba? Tama po yan, Mang BV? No? Yun yung lalakas yung immune system mo para pag dumating yung tunay, boom, lalaban yung immune system mo. Ayoko to. And many of us are like that. We treat God that way. God, konti lang din sa'yo, okay na yun. Pero I don't want the real thing. So when the real thing comes, your system rejects Jesus straight away. And that's not what Jesus wants. And that's what's happening to Cornelius. Cornelius has to break that. But he can't do it on his own. The angel appeared to him and told him, this is something. There is more, Cornelius. You just can't fear me. You just can't be religious. You have to have a relationship with me. Okay? Yun yung problema ni Cornelius eh. Si ano naman, si Peter, you know, he also had this vision. Kay Peter naman, in verse 9 and following, makikita mo naman kay Peter, grabe. Nagpipray talaga siya eh. He was praying just like Cornelius. Cornelius was praying. Prayerful yan si Cornelius. He prays kung kailan yung dapat mag-pray, ng oras na mag-pray. Anyways, Peter was the same way. Peter, on the next day, was praying, okay? And he was seeking God, and all of a sudden, he saw this vision. May nakita rin siyang vision. Yung vision naman, nakita niya, may biglang lumapag na ganun. Tapos puro pagkain. Yung nandoon sa table, binabang ganun, pagkain. And then nandun yung snake, nandun yung rabbit, nandun yung pig, nandun, lahat ng pinagbabawal na pagkain sa mga Hudyo. And then God, and the voice said to him, Peter, rise, kill, and eat. Sabi ni Peter, taga muna, God. You got the wrong guy, God. I've never touched anything unclean in my life. Sabi ni Peter. Ibang klase nga, tinawag niyang Lord, pero sabi niya, no. Eh, pagka tinawag mo si Lord, na Lord, dapat yes lang ang sagot mo. And yet Peter said, no, Lord. I've never touched anything unclean. Eh, medyo matigas ulo ni Peter eh. Diba? Kasi tatlong beses niya denial si Jesus eh. Diba? Here it is again. Tatlong beses din siyang binigyan igat ng vision. Same thing. Sabi ni Peter, God, I've never touched anything unclean in my life. And as he was thinking about this, hindi niya maintindihan ano may ibig sabihin ni God. Kailangan po maunawaan natin si Peter, no? Si Peter po kasi, eto, kung Hudyo siya, Hudyo ng mga Hudyo. Okay? To the core. Diba? He's never touched anything unclean. You know, as a Jew, he was probably circumcised on the 8th day. Walong araw pa lang. Natapos na yung laban doon. Okay? And then he, at the age of 12, he memorized the 5 books of the New Old Testament. Old Testament, yung Torah. Memorized niya na yun. Okay? And then, dun sa Torah na yun, nakalagay dun lahat kung ano yung mga pagkain hindi mo dapat gawin at hindi mo pwedeng kainin. Hindi mo nga pwedeng inumin eh. Kahit nga inumin, milk. Okay, milk ng cow, okay lang. Pwede mong inumin yung milk. Pero pagka yung Gentile lang nag-milk dun sa cow, ay, hindi mo na pwedeng inumin yun. Unclean na yun. Okay, hindi na yun acceptable. And so when Peter was still thinking about this, all of a sudden, there are guys who came. Yung sinend ni ano? Yung sinend ni Nino? Nino ulit? Okay, nakikinig kayo. Si Cornelius, di ba? So si Cornelius, when Cornelius sent this 3 men, di ba? Sabi niya. And then, nung nandun si Peter, na iniisip niya, ano ba talaga ang ibig sabihin ni God nito? Eh, samantala hindi nga ako kumakain ng mga ito. This is not good for me. This is not healthy. This is non-kosher. Hindi to fit for a Jew like me. Okay? Then all of a sudden, the angel appeared to him again. Sabi niya, Peter, I want you to go with those people. Go with those people with no hesitation. Because I have sent them for you. You have to understand, here are three Gentiles. Okay? Pumunta sila dun sa bahay ni Peter. Actually, bahay ni Simon, the tanner. Ah, hindi po ito yung nagpapaitim. Hindi po. hindi uuso yung tanning nun. Hindi po. Ang tanner po na nagbebenta ng mga leathers. Okay? Leather po yung hanap buhay nitong si Simon. Okay? So anyway, nandun yung mga tao. You can see that the Lord is already doing a work in the life of Peter. Kasi, it is very un-Jew for a Jew, okay, to invite Gentile into their homes. Pagka po kasi in-invite mo yun, lahat po kayo contaminated. Lahat kayo unclean. Lahat kayo cannot worship God until you go through the ceremonial cleaning. Okay? Kasi, hindi nga sila fit eh. And yet, you will see that the Lord is already working in the mindset of Peter. Sinasabi niya, God was changing his mindset. Kasi sabi ni Gadun, never call anything clean that I declared clean. Si Peter kasi minsan medyo makakalimutin. Diba? Can you imagine? There was a time they were walking with Jesus and they started eating without washing their hands. And the Pharisees, kinausap yung mga tao ni Jesus. Jesus, ibang disciple, bakit yung master niyo pinakakain kayong marumiang kamay? And then Jesus said, nothing that comes to the mouth defile a man. What defiles a man is what comes from the heart. And by that, Jesus declared all food clean. Nakalimutan ni Peter yun. Sinabihan siya ni God, nothing that I declared clean is clean. Sabi mo, unclean? You know, there are times, sometimes po tayo ganun eh. We have our own prejudice. We have our own set of things. Kasi sinasabi mo kay God, hindi pwede sa akin yan. Kasi yung mga ganyang tao, hindi ko kayang ma-reach yan. Hindi ko kayang kausapin yan. It could be, you know, galing sila sa ibang eskwelahan or maybe, you know, sa Pilipinas, medyo ano tayo sa regionalism eh, di ba? Pagka Bisaya ka, palagi kang nabibiro, no? Kahit wala silang ebidensya, di ba? You know, and you know, sometimes pagka matatas yung magtagalo yung kausap mo, parang nahihiya ka ngayon kung mag-usap, hindi ko kaya i-marit yan. Or from what school they're from. Di ba, anong school ba nang galing yan? Baka naman taga-UP yan. Eh, hindi ko kaya i-marit yan. Taga-Kalayaan College lang ako eh. No? O taga-ICCT lang ako eh. Ba't naman yan ay bibigay mo? Hindi ko kaya. You know, sometimes the Lord is calling us. He's breaking that mindset. Or sometimes naman, inasabi ni God sa atin, you know, you guys have to reach those people. Yung mga jeepney driver na barumbadong mag-drive. No? And yet God is telling you, you know, you should reach those people. Hindi, God, wala nang pag-aasa yung mga yan. Parang ganun ang dating sa atin, you know? And yet God is calling us. You know, we need to break that mindset. And Peter, we are seeing that Peter's mindset was being broken right here because he invited the people to stay overnight with him. So, makita natin, no, yung mindset ni Peter, he was self-righteous. May pagka-self-righteous ng konti, mayroong prejudice na sila lang yung okay. Kasi in their mind, no, yung Jew lang talaga dapat ang save. Salvation only belongs to the Jews. And yet, Jesus is saying to him, no, Peter, you have to understand that I died for all people. Okay? So, yun yung vision. No, yun yung mga mindset. Minsan, may mga mindset po tayong na dapat matanggal. Yung mga maling kaisipan. At hanggang hindi po natatanggal yan, minsan nahihirapan sigad gamitin ka to do extraordinary things. What else happened? Okay? So makikita po natin, di ba, yung reaction ni Cornelius, yung reaction ni Cornelius dun sa vision, natakot siya sa angel, eh, no? Si Peter naman, offend. Di ba? He was offended by when God was offering him something to eat. So that's the first M, the mindset that needs to be broken. And only the gospel can actually break that. Okay? Kasi pag nakita mo yung tunay na gospel, mabibreak lahat yung religiosity mo and self-righteousness mo and being afraid and offended. Okay? Now, let's go to the meeting. You know, Peter, we have to understand, baka isipin nyo, si Peter, bakit si Peter? Hindi naman siya ordinary, ah. Di ba? At this point, parang iniisip mo, hindi na siya ordinary. Actually, he is ordinary.
He was a fisherman. He denied Jesus 3 times. Okay? He's the guy who always put his foot in his mouth. Ika nga. Di ba? Ang bilis magsalita eh. Di ba? No, there was one time, tinanong ni Jesus yung mga disciples, sabi niya, who do you think the people say that I am? Who do people say that I am? Sabi na, God, minsan sinasabi, ikaw daw si Elijah. Iba naman sinasabi, ikaw daw si Moses. Iba naman sinasabi, ikaw daw yung great prophet to come. And then Peter came and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then God said to him, Jesus said to him, you know, Peter, that was not revealed to you on your own. It was God the Father who revealed that to you. Okay, ang ganda na, di ba? Encourage niya si Peter. Sabi niya, yeah. Okay? And then Jesus said, by the way, I will die. I will die. I will have to die. And then Peter said, no, Lord. I will die first before they can get to you. Nasabi ni Jesus, nilevel siya, sabi ni Jesus sa kanya, get thee behind me, Satan. Ordinary tao lang po si Peter, kagaya po natin, no? Ginamit lang siya ni God, okay, to reach this person because there is this mindset that needs to be broken not only in Peter's heart but in the lives of all people, okay? Yung mga Jewish people thinking that salvation only belongs to the Jews. It is not true, okay? And sometimes that is the same mindset that we have. Ang iniisip natin, yung blessing ni God, sa amin lang yun. Akin lang yun. Sinave ako ni God para makapunta akong heaven. Bahala na kayo dyan. I don't care about you. As long as I go to heaven, okay na ako. No. We need to break that. God has to break that in us. Thinking that salvation is only for us. Salvation is for all people. Amen? So the meeting. Ano nangyari? Nag-meet na sila. Okay? So Peter came. Di ba? Medyo naayos na yung prejudice sa heart niya, no? Natatanggal na ng konti. So, nung nag-meet sila, pagka-meet ni Cornelius, this after 4 days. Okay? It took 4 days, bago sila nakita. So, si Cornelius was so excited, he called all of his friends in the neighborhood. Okay, pagdating ni Peter dun sa bahay, can you imagine, here's Peter, probably thinking to himself, ano itong ginagawa ko? Kaya wise din to si Peter. Ang ginawa niya, hindi siya nag-isa. Okay, when he went to Cornelius' house, he took 6 brothers with him, no? Kasi po in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, para magkaroon ka ng magandang witness, maging magandang testimony mo dapat back, meron kang 3 witness at least. 3 witnesses. And Peter was so smart, he took 6 of them. So he went to Cornelius' house and to his surprise, hindi lang si Cornelius yung kakausapin niya. Yung buong bahay ganito punong-puno. And then si Cornelius have this wrong mindset. Again, hindi lang siya religious. Akala niya, dapat wino-worship yung idol. Okay? So, pagkita niya kay Peter, oh, Peter, I'm so glad you came. And then Peter said, stand up. I'm also a man just like you. See, that's a wrong mindset eh. And to many of us, that's a mindset that needs to be broken. Kasi minsan, akala natin yung idol, yun lang yung rebulto na nakatayong ganon. Hindi eh. Ang dami pong rebulto sa puso natin. You know, it might be your job. You know, you worship your job more than God. You know, I can't go to church. I just simply don't have time. My work calls for it. Okay? It might not be your job. It might be a relationship. Okay? A relationship, mas nauna yung relationship palagi kesa si Jesus. No? I heard a story of a boy who came to his dad. Sabi niya sa dad niya, dad. You know, this is really true, huh? This is a true story. Sabi ng anak niya, dad, di ba love mo si Jesus? Sabi niya, oh anak, love ko si Jesus. Eh bakit dad, pagka Sunday, nasa golf course ka, wala sa church. You know, the next Sunday, yung dad na nag-aya sa anak, tara na, church tayo. You know why? Because yung idol niya in golf eh. And sometimes that's what we need to change. We idolize things. Maybe it's our business. God, if kung wala tong business na so, my life would be ruined. Really? Where do you put your faith? You put your faith in your business? You know, I have to break it to you. Your business will not save you. There are things in our lives that needs to be broken. There are a mindset in our lives like Cornelius, no? Na ganun yung ano. And yet, Dapat matanggal yun. Because God and Jesus is Lord of all. He's the only one that deserves to be worshipped. Amen? Palakpakan naman natin si Jesus. So yun yung mindset ni Cornelius, no? Si Peter naman, tingnan natin. Noong nagkita sila, pagpasok ni Peter, may nag-work na ng konti si God sa puso ni Peter, di ba? Pero minsan, pagka nag-work si God sa puso natin, minsan hindi niya binibigla eh. Di ba? Kasi ma-overwhelm ka eh. So when Peter approached the, you know, pagpasok niya sa house, ang binanat gaganya kay sino yun? Okay, thank you ha. Buti lang, kilala niyo pa rin, no? So we're talking about Cornelius. Sabi niya kay Cornelius, dalawang bagay yung nakalimutan ni Peter. Sabi niya, Cornelius, why have you sent for me? Nakalimutan naman ni Peter. May nakalimutan naman siya. Yung Great Commission. Diba, when Jesus left, sabi ni Jesus, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all nations. Teaching them to obey every word that I have commanded you. And here's Peter, nagtanong siya, nakakamot pa siya ng ulo. Sabi niya, teka, alam mo, hindi ko nga maintindihan eh. Of all people, bakit ako? Ano ba kailangan mo sa akin? Hello? And not only did he forget that God gave him the Great Commission, ang unang bahana niya kay Cornelius is, by the way, no, just to set the record straight, ayoko kasing ma-misquote, sabi niya, no, it is not lawful for a Jew like me to enter a house of a Gentile. Okay. Di ba? Parang nandun pa rin yung kanyang prejudice. Nandun pa rin yung iniisip niya na, teka muna, marumi kayo eh. Malinis ako eh. Huh? You know, sometimes that's how we see people who does not believe the same belief that you have. You know, when we see people who does not believe in Jesus, parang ang feeling natin, I don't want to associate with them. Kasi masyado itong worldly. Huh? And yet God is calling, hello, sabi ni Jesus, we should be the salt of the earth, light of the, and yet we do not, gusto natin tayo-tayo lang. Hindi po. Jesus came to save the world, not just you and me. And Peter has to understand that. Peter has to understand that salvation is not just for the Jews, but it's for all people. Kaya, pero, and then, and this is the amazing thing. I really want to jump into the message. Kasi, si Peter, when he obeyed God, okay, and that's to many of us, kasi the message siya kasi is Jesus is Lord of all. Di ba? When you go to verse 34, okay, if you have your Bible with you, if you don't have your Bible with you, please just take it down. Okay, take note of that. In verse 34, this is what Peter said. Kasi sinabi niya muna, Cornelius, why did you send for me? So si Cornelius narrated the story again. 4 days ago, you know, this angel approached me, came to me, and then told me that you should go send for Simon, who's also called Peter. You know, that's the amazing about God? The amazing thing about God is not only does He know your real name, He also knows your nickname. Diba? Simon. Sabi niya, also named Peter. Kaya, you know, if you're thinking na hindi ka kilala ni God, baka hindi ako kilala ni Lord, Pastor. Hindi, alam niya nga kung ano yung nickname mo nung hindi ka pa Alfred eh. Di ba? Kasi Alfredo pangalan mo, hindi naman dati Alfred nickname mo eh. Alam ni Lord na ato yun. No? Pina-Alfred mo pa. Di ba? Because, you know, God knows. God knows that. And then, you know, the message, sabi ni Peter, and then, but then, when Peter realized, then Peter began to speak. Here's the amazing thing. The realization, the breakthrough in Peter's life happened after he obeyed God. Okay? You know what? You're praying for breakthroughs in your life and you're not seeing the breakthrough. Maybe because you have not been obeying God. Maybe there's something that God has been telling you and you still have not been obeying Him. The breakthrough happened to Peter when he obeyed God. And this is what happened. He said, I now realize how true it is that God does not show what? Favorite. Say that again. Favorite. You know, he only realized that the moment he entered the house of Cornelius. You know, we've been telling you about victory groups. Diba? We always say that victory exists for two things, to honor God and to make disciples. And we also been telling you that one of the venue for discipleship is Victory Group. And many of you still have not been, you know, binigyan nga namin kayo ng opportunity, di ba? We gave everyone an opportunity last week, di ba? And yet, hindi pa rin nabuo. You know, you still have not gotten the vision. You still don't understand what Victory Group is. You know why? Because you're still not part of it. The realization of the beauty, of the blessing, of what you're missing out in Victory Group will only happen when you're already part of it. That is why we're encouraging you to be a part of that. Okay? The message was Jesus is Lord of all. Let's read on. Not only did he realize that God does not show favoritism. Verse 35 also reads. But accept men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. And fear him and do what is right. And then he said, you know the message. And then he started telling Cornelius what the message was. That Jesus came, okay? Jesus came to give you good news. Jesus came to die for you. Jesus came to have forgiveness in your life. All right? That's what Jesus came for. And then see Cornelius had a breakthrough. When Peter was explaining the gospel to them, that the gospel is not righteousness lang, hindi religiosity, it's a relationship. It's not just going to church. It's not just giving. It's not just offering. It's not just praying. It is relationship with Jesus. And when he said that Jesus not only died for you, but he did not remain dead. He resurrected on the third day. And then the Holy Spirit was on him, and then he was... Ayun na, talagang grabe. And then while he was still speaking about this, when he was explaining the gospel, the Holy Spirit interrupted Peter. Kasi baka mamaya nabifil ni Peter, magaling na siya eh. The Holy Spirit interrupted them. When he was still speaking, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit fell in the house of Cornelius, and kaboom, everybody starts speaking in tongues. Everybody's speaking in different language. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit was moving. Breakthrough happens when we obey God. Mindsets are broken when the gospel of the truth, when the truth of the gospel is preached. That there's only one way. That there's only one way. Okay, hindi po totoo yung sinasabi lang, all road leads to one. Hindi po eh. Kasi kung yun po yun, hindi na sana namatay si Jesus sa cross. Hindi na po totoo yung sinasabi na, okay na, basta religious ka, okay na yun. Hindi po eh. Kasi si Cornelius, religious na eh. And yet God sent him Peter to preach the gospel to him so that he can accept Jesus and be baptized with the Holy Spirit and be baptized in water so that he can have a real relationship with Jesus. You know, as we end today, you know, I believe that there are mindsets that need to be broken in us. You know, to some of you, you might be like Cornelius. You've been coming to church. And you've been doing things religiously. But you have not really given your life to God fully. God is inviting you today. God is inviting you today to give your life to Him. You see, Peter have to be used by God. A mindset has to be broken in him so that God can use him to preach the gospel to Cornelius. Maybe you have your own prejudice. Maybe there are some group of people that you'd rather see go to hell than go to heaven with you. And God is speaking to you as well today. God is saying to you, you know, you need to break that. You need to understand that Jesus died for all. And he loves them all equally. Jesus died for all people.